people understood the accent of the Galileans, and they said, how could these Galileans be speaking perfectly in my language when they've never learned it or understood it?
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Hollick, here with Pastor Mark Jobe, senior pastor and author. And Pastor Mark, today your message is about the Spirit of God, the power of God, and the people of God for the places He's put us in. Today in Chicago, we have quite a lot of darkness surrounding us. There's a lot of issues in recent events that have put our culture in tension. Speak to us a little bit about how this message and how the Spirit of God has an impact in a world like this.
Well, if you live in and around the Chicagoland area, you know that this has been a very, very violent year. I heard a stat recently that about 2,000 people have been shot so far this year in Chicago. Not killed, but shot in Chicago. And we minister and work in some of the neighborhoods where shootings are just a regular part of everybody's everyday life. And so I cannot read this passage without thinking about our responsibility to make a difference in the cities that we're in. This is about spiritual empowerment. And we can point to the government and say that they need to act. We can point to our educational institutions and say that they need to educate our children better. We can even point to the parents and say they need to do a better job at parenting. But I think there's no force as strong and powerful and influential as the Church of the Living God that is on fire with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because ultimately, Joshua, what needs to happen in our neighborhoods is there needs to be a life transformation that happens, especially among young men that are angry and violent. And we have seen so many of these young men actually turn around, bow their knee, give their life to Jesus Christ. And I've actually had some of those young men bring weapons to the church and say, I'm giving it up. This is part of my past. And so I want us to pause for a moment, Joshua, and pray for Chicago. These are some dark times, and there's some people mourning the loss of sons or daughters that have been shot. So would you join us? Father, we pray even now for this great city of ours, Chicago. We know that you love this land, this city, these millions of people much more than what we could ever love them, Father. Yes. But we pray, I pray first of all for the church, God, that the church would spill out of the four walls, God, that we would take our position of leadership and spiritual influence, Father. I pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ would ooze out of us, that instead of hovering in fear, we would be beacons of hope, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing about transformations even to the worst of our neighborhoods, Father. So we pray for peace in our city, and we ask this in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. This is Spiritual Empowerment Part 2, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 41.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father answers your prayer. God the Son, Jesus, gives you access to God the Father through His sacrifice. And God the Holy Spirit helps you know how to pray and what to pray. They all function in one, three in one. Confusing, difficult to understand, but biblical. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. The Holy Spirit can be quenched. The Holy Spirit speaks to you, convicts you. You can displease the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can be pushed away. The Holy Spirit can be understood. The Holy Spirit talks. The Holy Spirit is a person. So when we say that someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, we are not saying that someone is filled with a substance or with an energy. We are saying that that person is filled or under the influence of a person called the Holy Spirit. Are you tracking with me? This is really important that you understand. Now, let me say this. You say, well, why is the Holy Spirit so important? Jesus said in John chapter 16, and he explained it in 15 as well, I must go so that he, and he called him a name, the counselor, in the Greek, it's paraklete, the one that walks alongside of you can come. I must go so that he can come. Now, if you were to ask me, I would say, well, why don't you just stick around, Jesus? I'd rather talk to you. How many of you have ever said that? I wish Jesus were here. And I was like one of the disciples. Hey, Jesus, bud. And I had a question for you, Jesus. Like, did Adam have a belly button? Because I know he wasn't born. He was birthed. So, you know, did he really? And you think you could pal around with Jesus. But think about it for a second. If Jesus were on earth with 7 billion people, how much close-up time, face-to-face time do you really think you'd have with Jesus? I mean, it's one person, billions of followers. How much access do you think you would have? Probably very little. Jesus understood that. So Jesus said, I must go so that the Holy Spirit will come. When Jesus left, he was predicting that on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would come. Notice the Holy Spirit fell on each of them, 120 of them. Oh, Lord. And this is the beauty of it. When the Holy Spirit came, the very essence of Jesus, person of Jesus, heart of Jesus has now come to live inside of your body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where he talks to you, speaks to you, convicts you, counsels you, instructs you, reveals to you, heals you. The Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus now accessible to you all of the time. You talk a certain way and then suddenly the Holy Spirit says, that's not the language that I called you to use, and you feel convicted. Where did that come from? It's the Holy Spirit. You're in worship sometimes and there's this feeling that boils up inside of you that you can't explain where it came from, that you want to give glory and honor to Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit inside of you causing you to want to say, Abba, Father, love the Savior. There's a boldness sometimes that comes when you open your mouth and talk to people and you start speaking the words and you say, where did that come from? The Holy Spirit. You're reading the Word of God sometimes and the passages jump out to you and you understood things that you never thought you could understand and never saw before. Where did it come from? The revelation of the Holy Spirit. He's your coach, your guider, your convictor, your God with us. And he's determined not to dwell in temples like this so that you come and visit him on Sunday morning. He's decided that your body, yes, your body. Yeah, I know you don't always like your body. I know you feel like, okay, I have a little too much or a little too little. That's all right. Your body, he's decided that your body, yeah, your body has become his dwelling place. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. That's a glorious, powerful truth. That's why Jesus left, so the Holy Spirit would come. And it was on the day of Pentecost that the first coming of the Holy Spirit upon 120 people occurred. The scripture refers to it as a baptism of fire. Now, something unusual happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them. It says all of them were filled. The word there is plero, which means saturated with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now I could get in a long, complex teaching on what's called the gift of tongues, and I don't have time to do that this morning because I've taught on it at other times. And if you want to read more about it, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 all the way through 14 speak lengthily about the gift of tongues and the gift of prophecy. But for our purposes here today, I'm going to stick with this scripture and just explain this to you. When the Holy Spirit came upon them, they began to speak in languages that they had not learned, that they did not know, that they could not on their own speak. It was a language that the Holy Spirit filled their mouths with, and they began to speak in the language of their days, proclaiming the wonders of God. It wasn't like they took Rosetta Stone classes. And this was not high school Spanish. It's not like they were saying, Gloria Dios. Gracias, Señor. No, no, no. I'm talking about they were flowing powerfully and fully in a language that they had never learned and did not understand, glorifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And here's what it tells us. Look at the following passage in verses 5. It says, and they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one of them heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they ask, aren't all these speaking Galileans? Galileans had a reputation of being blue-collar, low-class, uneducated people with a heavy accent. If you were from Galilee and you spoke Jewish, people knew you were from Galilee because they could tell your accent. It's like when someone moves up to Chicago from Texas, 3 minutes into the conversation, you say, and where are you from now? Because they say, how y'all doing? And kind of talk slow and kind of southernly and kind of, you know, that they're from a different place. Well, people understood the accent of the Galileans and they said, how could these Galileans be speaking perfectly in my language when they've never learned it or understood it? What language were they speaking? Well, it says, then how is it that each of us hears in our native tongue? The Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Pergia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and all the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Christians and Arabs, they all heard people glorifying God, these 120 glorifying God in the language, in their own language, speaking the wonders of God.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Spiritual Empowerment, which is from Pastor Mark's brand new series called AD, the Book of Acts. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of our message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Spiritual Empowerment.
Now, you may say, why did God do that? Oh, it doesn't explain exactly in Scripture, but I have a theory. In the book of Genesis, when God wanted to stop a movement, he created the Tower of Babel, where we get the word, you're babbling. When someone doesn't make sense, we say, he's just babbling. You tell your husband sometimes that when you're being derogatory towards him. You're just babbling. It means, I don't understand what you're saying, you're just talking to talk. It makes no sense what you're saying. The Tower of Babel, there was a confusion of the languages to stop a movement. In Pentecost, the very opposite occurred. There was a clarification of language to start a movement. In Babel, there was confusion to stop a movement. At Pentecost, there was clarity to start a movement. Every nation, tongue, and tribe began to hear these people glorifying God in their native tongue. Now listen to me well. I believe, it tells us in Scripture, it says, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, the people that were listening asked one another, what does this mean? Verse 13, some, however, made fun of them and said they have had too much wine. Hello. How many of you know there's always going to be mockers when the work of God is moving in power? How many of you know people on the outside don't always understand what God is doing on the inside? So there were some people saying, look at them. These guys are drunk. It's only 9 in the morning. They all got blasted. They're wasted. Look at them just babbling to the air. But they were really speaking languages. And so many times people don't understand the work of God. They mock it. But God was at work in a powerful way. And it was the fulfillment of a prophecy that Joel had given to the church. The Spirit of God would be poured on people in the latter days. Number two, if you're taking notes, jot this down. Not only does the Holy Spirit come to empower his people to be witnesses, but to mobilize us to our calling. The Holy Spirit comes to mobilize people to their calling. Look at what it says in verse 14. Then Peter stood up with the 11, and he raised his voice, and he addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen careful to what I say. These men are not drunk, as some of you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now, I want you to remember what had just happened to Peter. Only a few days earlier, less than a month earlier or so, do you remember what happened to Peter? When Jesus was arrested, what did Peter do? He denied Jesus how many times? 3 times. In the moment where he needed to step up and be bold, he became a coward. He cussed and denied Jesus. He acted like he didn't know him. He cussed and swore like, I don't know that guy. Because when his faith was being tested, he shriveled away in timidity. Now, the Holy Spirit has filled him. Peter suddenly is a different person. He's not shriveling down in timidity. He's stepping up to the plate as a bold lion to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's 3,000 people, and Peter gets up and says, I have something to tell you. Hey, what happened to Peter? Well, he just got filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you what happens. The Holy Spirit changes you. People, that's why the Holy Spirit is compared with being filled with wine. What being filled with wine and what filled with the Holy Spirit has in common is that it's an outside influence that alters your personality and makes you do things that you normally wouldn't do unless you're under the influence. How about it? Some of you have stories. Oh, do you have stories? I don't even want to hear those stories. Some of you have had to delete things off of Facebook because you thought, you know, you went from that shy little individual after 5 Jack Daniels, you're dancing on tables saying who knows what, because, and you say, oh, that's just, that wasn't me. I was drunk. Because what does drinking do? A level of alcohol impairs your judgment and takes your restrictions away. And now you begin to do things that you normally wouldn't do because you lose your inhibitions, right? The Holy Spirit does the same thing, but in a positive way. The Holy Spirit, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are under an influence that takes away your carnal inhibitions and gives you a boldness that you normally wouldn't have on your own, that alters your personality, that trumps your inhibitions, that gives you boldness, but for the sake of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what it means to be filled with the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5, write this down because this is a parallel passage that will explain it. In Ephesians chapter 5, it says, do not get drunk on wine. I know some people say, oh, great, so I can get drunk on beer, I can get drunk on... No. It means don't get drunk on alcoholic beverages. Do not get drunk. Command. No, it's not right. No, you shouldn't. No. Do not get drunk on wine. Which leads to debauchery. Debauchery is just unrestrained living. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. This is what it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Be filled with the Spirit, and when you're filled with the Spirit, you'll begin to do things that you don't normally do. You'll begin to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And others, some of you are going to sing, and you're not singers. You're going to sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. You're going to always give thanks. And you're normally a complainer, but you're going to give thanks now when you're filled with the Spirit. You're going to look for the good. Praise is going to emerge out of you for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what happens when you're filled with the Spirit. When you're filled with the Spirit, you are saturated with the person of God. Peter got up and began to speak boldly in the name of Jesus in a way that was altering his character because he was filled with the Spirit. Can I give you a confession here today? Every time I come to speak, I've done this for years. I come to speak, but I understand that what I speak can be merely words that have little effect and little impact unless they're words that are anointed and empowered and filled by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I pray before I speak every single time, fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. I have no power on my own, but the power that's delegated to me. I'm a vessel of mud, of clay, but you are the filler of that vessel. So as I speak, may I be anointed by the power of God. May it flow in spiritual power and dynamism that I do not have on my own, but that comes from you. And here's what happens. People come up to me and say, well, Pastor, you know, God really spoke and I was convicted. You were speaking right to me. How did you know? And I don't know, but here's what I do know. I know the one who searches the hearts of man. I know the Holy Spirit that knows your thoughts and your hearts and your attitude and your story and what you did on Friday and the week before. I know the one who has the key to unlocking hearts. And when I simply say, oh, Lord, fill my mouth. May I preach your word and may you take the word. Then what the Holy Spirit does is he takes the power of the word and he speaks to your spirit and unlocks the keys to your spirit and speaks deeply inside of your heart, revealing things that only he knows and only he could speak to. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. And so Peter got up. And he began to preach. This failure became suddenly, this timid failure became a mouthpiece for the gospel. The only thing that had changed is that he had encountered Jesus and been filled with the Holy Spirit. And he quotes a prophecy that was given hundreds of years ago that says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. I will pour out my spirit on all people. The prophecy says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on the white people. No. On the black people. No. On the Asian people. No. On the Hispanic people. No. I will pour out my spirit on all people. The young and the old. The rich and the poor. Whatever ethnicity someone comes from. I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. We live right now in what most scholars call the age of the Holy Spirit. The age of the Holy Spirit started in Pentecost. And it will end with the coming of Jesus Christ. There is something predicted about this season that we're living in. It says that in this season that we live in, our sons and daughters will prophesy. That means they will speak the words of God. Our young men will see visions. In other words, they'll be driven to pursue things that God has placed in their heart to pursue. Miraculous, big things that only God has drawn them to. Our old men will dream dreams. They will begin to have insight into visions and dreams. On my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. We live in those days where the Spirit of God is pouring His Spirit upon all people.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called AD, the Book of Acts. And tonight was the second half of his message called Spiritual Empowerment. Join us again tomorrow for part 3. Keep the fire. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find helpful tools that will help you in your walk with God. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you. Well, that's it for us here at Straight Talk, and on behalf of Pastor Mark and myself, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful night. And God bless.